thanks again for all the love and support of listening to my episodes. The awesome feedback I'm getting. I'm glad people love my episodes, my voice. I am just like so happy. It really makes me feel good. And like to keep going and think of more things to talk about and say. You guys can follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram. You can definitely talk to me on Twitter. My Twitter is LETSTLKABTSEX. That is my Twitter. You can also write me and follow me on Instagram. And on Instagram, it's all spelled out and all one word. And it's Let's Talk About Sex Podcast _. On Facebook, my Facebook page, you can like it, share it, leave a review. That page is all spelled out with spaces, like a full word. So it's Let's Talk About Sex Podcast, or just Let's Talk About Sex. That is the name of my Facebook page. You can also email me at letstalkaboutsex.podcast18@gmail.com. And the emails, all one word, all spelled out. And all of that email, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram handle will be in the description of the episode. And it's also in the description of the podcast show. So you can definitely email me. You can write me on, leave a review on Facebook. You can write me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram, share, like, all those things. I would love to hear your feedback. You can also leave me 5-star review and review on wherever you listen to my podcast at. It's on Apple iTunes Podcast. It's on Spotify. It's on Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Radio Public. It's pretty much on everywhere except for Stitcher and iHeartRadio. But it's on the main ones, the popular ones, the ones that people know about. So for this one, we're going to talk about, for some people it's like a weird subject, but we're going to talk about threesomes. And what I'm going to talk about is merely based on my opinions, other people's experiences, things I've read, things that are from this group I'm in on Facebook, and just, you know, different thoughts and ideas. If you have a response to this, anything I'm saying, or you want to share your stories, you can definitely email me, or you can DM me on Twitter or Instagram. I would love to hear your experience. If you've had a threesome, been part of a threesome, been asked to do a threesome, if you feel like threesomes are cheating, just whatever. I would love to hear about your thoughts and your experiences, if you have any. So I feel like threesomes in all like categories, relationships, gay, bi, you know, whatever, I feel like sometimes they can be beneficial, sometimes they can be helpful, sometimes they can not be helpful. It can cause problems. I feel like there's just many different factors, but I mean, the first one I'm going to talk about is cheating. There are people who think that having a threesome is cheating. Like, they feel like both partners who participated pretty much are cheaters. I know someone specifically said that, like, oh, well, if two people have one, you're pretty much cheating on each other. Which, that could be someone's thoughts. But for me, I feel like for that to be, like, a valid form of cheating, it would have to be, like, okay, you and your partner decide to have a threesome, and then one of them don't participate, then it's just your partner and that third person. Then I can see where that's cheating, because only one of you participated, now in most threesomes, depending on the couple's roles and things like that, for the most part, both parties participate with the third person, which is why they wanted to have one in the first place. So if both are participating, it's definitely not cheating, because again, you both are participating, you both are doing things with this person. In no way, shape, or form is that cheating, because again, it's an agreement. You guys agreed to it, and it happened. Now, as I said, yes, if you both agreed, then it happens, and only one of you participate, instead of just ending the whole thing altogether and saying, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do this right now, or we're going to reschedule, and you still go ahead and do it, yeah. And that's when it becomes cheating, because you participated without your other person. So to me, that's where that part comes in. I also feel like before I get to that part, I also feel like it could be, you know, a fun thing or an enjoyment time. Like, you just be like, oh, maybe you're partner has always wanted one, you've always wanted one, so it's like, hey, why not do it together? And you do it for fun, you go find someone, maybe you're out drinking, clubbing, you are visiting sex clubs, parties, the sex boats, whatever, there's so many different things out there. You're doing one of those, and all of a sudden you're like, boom, let's do it, we found someone, or you randomly find someone. It happens, it's like a fun thing, like, oh yeah, let's do it, and stuff like that. Or it could be helpful. You guys could be going through things in your relationship, sex could be drying out, it could be dead, it could just be non-existent, and then someone's like, hey, let's have a threesome, maybe this will help. And then boom, you have one, and then, you know, it makes your sex life better. Or you can have one and it makes it worse. But I feel like, you know, and then like from reading different things, people are like, well, it could be jealousy could happen from it, arguments, fights. But I feel like none of that would happen. The only way, I shouldn't say it wouldn't, but I feel like if your partner, okay, it's like, how do I say this? I feel like problems can arise when you and your partner decide to have a threesome, and one of you pick the person, and it's like someone that you can actually be in contact with all the time. It's your friend of a friend, it's a family friend, it's a co-worker, it's an ex. You know, I feel like that's when bigger issues arise, because you are so connected to this person, like you can easily reach out to them. So say your other person, or whoever's doing the choosing, chooses a co-worker, an ex, a best friend, a family, other friend, a friend of a friend, whoever, a friend of a sister, a friend of a brother, however it comes down, this person is easily accessible. You can get in contact with them however, whenever. That's when I feel like a problem arises, because now this person, you have easy access to this person that was chosen. You guys go and have this threesome, and then, you know, you don't know if that person that did the choosing is still texting them, is writing them about the situation, talking about it, doing stuff with them on their own without you. Like, there's so many different things that can go wrong, and then the other person could be like, are you texting her, are you texting him, are you this, that, the other. And I feel like that's where the complications can arise from. Well, one of the complications, because there's more. I feel like that's when things can happen. Like, so I feel like if whoever's on the choosing chooses a random person, I know people are like, oh, but you gotta be careful, STDs, this and a third, but that's why you just don't pick anyone. And then at that, we're all grown, so go get tested together. You can both go to the health department and get tested together and, you know, get your results so you know they're clean, you're clean, we're all clean, let's have fun. So I feel like for choosing purposes, it should be better to choose together, yes, like to agree on the same person, but it has to be someone that you both don't know, you have no access to this person, nothing like that. And then when you do reach out to them, it should be probably face to face, like you meet them, then of course maybe get their number later, or you talk through social media or something like that, or you get it like, or you talk through like, you know, free texting numbers like that, so that way they don't have your direct number or whatever the case may be, so they can still contact you through that, but at least it'll still be, you know, it just needs to be someone you don't have direct access to, because that can pose a problem. Also, I've read stories and heard of stories where people have had threesomes and people don't wear condoms, and then the chick, woman, ends up pregnant. Now, that's awesome, the complication that can happen because you're not wearing condoms, because again, you guys all went down to the health department, got tested, everyone's clean, no one has anything, so you're like, hey, why not? No condoms. And then, woohoo, someone's pregnant, and it's not your significant other, it's the third person you didn't ask to join you. You know, that's also another problem, because now it's like, if you're married and you had a threesome, now your husband got this other person pregnant. Or, you know, they didn't take a plan B, they're out of birth control. It's like some different factors you have to like consider. They also have to be careful, because they can say, yeah, I'm on birth control, but maybe they think you're significant other is so sexy or so fine, or all her babies would be so cute, and just lie, and all of a sudden they end up pregnant. It's just, it can be really live, like if you actually thoroughly think about it, it's a lot that goes into threesomes that people really don't think about. They just like, oh, I want to have a threesome, boom, let's do it, boom. But it's like, you really have to think about this. Now it's different if you're a lesbian couple, because then if you choose the third person, well, she obviously ain't gonna get pregnant from either one of you, so you really don't have that as a complicating factor. Or if you're two gay men and you have a threesome, well, neither of you guys can get pregnant, so it's like, when it comes to that, that's like, y'all don't gotta worry about that. And, you know, high five to you guys. You guys have to worry about the whole, is this person accessible, is are we clean, this, that, and the other. You know, I just feel like, you know, they can also, you know, work out for people who are maybe struggling with, you know, sex things. Sex is dying, you know, it's not dead, as I said earlier, it's dead, it's not there, it's non-existent. And you think, hey, why not, or let's go for it, or I've always wanted to have one, type things. You know, in this group I'm in on Facebook, there's women, it's all women's group, and a lot of them post that they want to have one, or their man wants to have one, so they'll give them one for, you know, birthdays, whatever, Valentine's Day, and stuff like that, and like, that's cool and all, but it's like, you really shouldn't be doing it just for your significant other. Like, you should be doing it because you actually want one. So therefore, you want to give one to your significant other. Like, you shouldn't just be doing it just because, well, they want one, so let me just do it, because then that's gonna show when you're actually having a threesome, like, that their person's gonna be like, Are you sure? Because you look like you don't. And you have all these different questions and things. And that can be embarrassing, or that can just end it all, or the third person may feel uncomfortable. You know, like, you have to be there too. And I feel like you just shouldn't be that way. Or even with anything in general, like, yeah, I understand your significant other wants to, but you also should want to. And, you know, and people try to decide, like, in the group, the people that want one, it's like, oh, where do I find someone to have one at, and stuff like that, like, where, and, like, people will be given different, like, plenty of fish, or this app, or just go out and meet someone. I'm just like, oh, good luck. You know, then there's some women who also want to give their man one, or they want one, but then they're like, well, I don't want to mess with a girl, or I don't want my husband doing this, that, and the other to the woman, or I don't want her doing this, that, to my husband, or, you know, just these different things. And it's like, at the end of the day, that's your boyfriend, that's your girlfriend, that's your wife, your fiance, that's your man, like, that's your relationship. So when you decide to have a threesome, you guys should have rules and boundaries. And it's so annoying when I be seeing posts like, but it's like, that's your relationship, that's what you have to protect. So you are grown, you have a mouth, do your rules. If you don't want this to happen, or you don't want to do that, make that be known. Now, there are some people who are like, well, it's a threesome, everything should be open, because anything should be allowed. But it's like, you should still have your rules. Maybe you don't want your male partner giving anal sex to that third person, because maybe y'all don't do it, maybe he'll like it, or just you just don't want him to, or maybe you don't want her giving your male partner head, or whatever the case may be, or, you know, just different things. Maybe you don't want to eat her out, but you want her to eat you out. Like, those are rules you should have with your significant other. Like, these are our rules, these are our whatever, guidelines, policies, I don't know. Like, these are our rules. And then when those are set, you have them. If y'all keep bumping heads, you know, make your agreed upon, you know, rules. And then when you bring on this third person, or you find someone, or you ask them to join, then let them know that these are the rules, and everything will be fine. Because at the end of the day, they're joining you. So they're not there to ruin anything or mess anything up. They're there to do what you guys are wanting to be done. So it's like, choose your own. Now, I have people close to me, friends or whatever, family, well, whatever. You know, I have a friend who always, well, I have one who said, well, I wouldn't do a threesome, but then also kind of says, but I would with my man. But she doesn't want to do nothing with a female. And I'm like, well, you don't have to, like, those are your rules. So if you wouldn't feel comfortable messing with one, you don't have to. But I mean, I feel like you should, because, you know, at least you know if you actually don't, will like it or not like it. But that's her stance, and that's good for her. She doesn't have to conform to what my opinion is. So, and I just laugh at her. I have another friend who always said, oh, she wants one, all this other stuff, and how she wouldn't mess with a woman either, but the woman can do whatever to her. You know, that's cool. Sounds just like my other friend. But the second friend had a threesome. She did stuff with the female. The female did stuff with her. They all three had fun. And I already knew that was going to happen, because when you may say you won't do something, like, before you're in the situation, but then you're in the situation, everyone's vibing, everyone's, you know, having sex, having fun, moaning, all the other good stuff. So then you just are into it. So then all of a sudden, boom, next thing you know, you're in between her legs. I just feel like in reality, I can't speak today. I just feel like women, at least, say they wouldn't do things, and then until they're in the situation, then they would do it, because it completely changes when you're actually physically there, and stuff like that, you know. And then, and back to the group I'm in on Facebook, there are women who's like, well, if my man wants a threesome with a female, well, I won't want another man. And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, that's always touchy and stuff like that. I know for a fact, in my case, my husband would not go for that. But there may be some that would. And I mean, I've read in the group that I'm in that there have been some couples who their man allowed another man to join, because your man's gonna ask for another woman, why can't you have another man? And, you know, and that's cool, that works for them, but I know some men would be like, hell no, you know, which I find weird, because I mean, I guess it depends, like, as a man, like, would you want to see your wife or significant other have sex with someone, like, another man? Like, that's weird. I mean, it would be weird for a woman to watch her man have sex with a woman, but some people have those types of interests and things, like, you want to see your man have sex with another woman, but I feel like as a man, he couldn't bear to see that, because I know for me, that would be definitely a no. But if you have, I definitely want to hear your threesome stories, like, I really do. So if you have any, you can DM me on Instagram, Twitter, you can email me. I want to hear all about it. If you have been approached for one, I definitely want to hear about that, because I think that's super cool. If you've done one and your person got the other female pregnant, I want to know. I want to read and hear about that. If you've done one and that person that was chosen was accessible, like there was a coworker, a friend of a friend, family friend, whatever, they were accessible, and your significant other still just mess with that person without you, I want to know. I just want to know your stories. I just want to know it all. This definitely will be interesting, and things like that. So if you liked this episode, let me know on all of my handles. Again, they will be in the description of this episode, and they're also in the description of the podcast. And thanks for listening, guys.